Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And of course, doing this is a lot easier said than done. Or is it? The bigger question is, what is it easier to believe? Fact or fiction? Well, with fitness and exercise, amongst many other things, it is definitely a hard thing to differentiate the truth from misconception. And I often tell people day in and day out, in fact, I have to say that this is probably something that I hear myself saying repeatedly. There are many, many, many misconceptions with fitness and with exercise. There's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of information that is constantly changing. And I really believe that this is one of the primary reasons that we have so much confusion about certain facts. And truly, we have a lot of information streams now. Back in the day, we used to have books. You know, we'd pick up a book, we'd pick up a magazine. Our resources were limited, where now we have resources coming from all different directions. And incidentally, sometimes these resources may not truly be valid resources. There's nobody patrolling the internet. There's nobody patrolling Instagram and Facebook. And so people have the ability to post whatever they would like. In fact, just the other day, I had a client of mine reach out to me and share an Instagram post with me. There was somebody, another nutritional coach, who actually didn't have credentials. And I looked her up because of what she had posted. She was claiming that if there are fibrous calories listed in an ingredient or in a nutritional chart of something, that you do not need to count the calories that come from the fiber. And so I was completely outraged when I read this, because that is very, very false. I see the direction that she was going in. There is a bit of validity to some information in the carbohydrates that our bodies don't process if they are fibrous. So I put this up there with the telephone game. Remember the telephone game we used to play when we were kids? You're told a sentence, you're asked to repeat it. And so this is a perfect example of somebody that maybe read something, took a class, repeated it incorrectly, read it incorrectly, and now is posting it to a broad audience of people who now are going to go tell their friends, hey, did you hear that if you eat something that is fiber, the calories that come from fiber don't count, and you could eat as much of that as you want. And so now we have coffee clutches that are going to be repeating this information. And so this is how it falls into our laps. And so this Instagram post, amongst so many others, is what prompted me to do this show. False weight loss beliefs. And truly, you are not to be blamed for this. You know, you are listening to information. You are taking it in. It sounds very believable. You aren't the one that has gone through education, and you shouldn't have to worry about every single thing being filtered. But what you should worry about is the resources that you're getting this information from. And it's very easy. All you have to do is check credentials and go to the master source. Go to CDC, go to Harvard Health. There are amazing resources, and these sites have amazing websites that are very consumer friendly for you to look up this information. Okay, so what are some of these false weight loss beliefs? Well, there is so much being said about losing weight, and we don't know truth from fiction. In fact, oftentimes I'm even thrown for a loop. The good news is that the radical exercise regime, as far as exercising goes, we know now that exercise is a good thing. Whether you are exercising to lose weight or exercising to just become stronger, we understand that it needs to be in your life. According to the American Heart Association, it is recommended that Americans exercise 150 minutes a week. That is all the American Heart Association suggests for exercise. However, if you are pushing it and you are over-exercising and you think that this is what is going to get you down a few pant sizes or get you to your weight loss goal, this is a huge misconception. So this is going to knock out two groups of people. It's going to knock off the people that are exercising every single day, exercising a lot, and aren't losing weight. So those people are thinking that the diet isn't working, they're unable to lose weight because they're exercising, and therefore their body is broken. So incorrect. You cannot outburn a bad diet. Okay. Secondly, if you are somebody that doesn't exercise, can't exercise, has no interest in exercise, might have physical limitations, and is unable or incapable of exercising, you can still lose weight. Because there is a mindset there where there are people, and they come to me, and they cannot exercise, and therefore they don't even try to lose weight. Well, good news. You can lose weight without exercise. The bad news is that your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, and your whole entire system will not function as well as if you did your 150 minutes of physical activity a week. And it could be something as simple as walking or cycling. Just get your body moving, okay? So to lose weight, you need to burn more calories than you consume, and this can only be achieved by eating less, moving more, and best of all, a combination of both. All right, so another big misconception: healthier foods are more expensive. So I'm gonna lay it all out there right now. There are a lot of foods that are healthy and are very expensive. Correct. Yes. Eating the right quantities in a balanced diet of carbohydrates and fats, healthy fats, and proper proteins can be very expensive. However, it does not need to be. You do not need to always shop in the expensive grocery stores. You do not need to always pick prime selections of meats. You do not need to always pick products that are from prime manufacturers. I've always said I am an Aldi girl. In fact, I'm going to hit up Aldi right after this show, and I go right down those aisles, and the cheaper, the better. I often can put dinner on the table for my family of six for under $20. And it's really appalling when I have somebody come to me and say they cannot lose weight because it's so expensive. But on that same note, we don't bat an eye to drop $3, $4, $5 for a cup of coffee. And we do this all the time. We drop money on fast food that is definitely a lot more expensive. I can tell you, making a 10-quart crock pot of a hearty bean beef stew with vegetables can cost you under $20, and it will feed your family for a week. So this here is an example of mindset. It's an example of using the right resources and looking in the right places. So this is something that just really needs some creativity. And no, you don't have to have raspberries when they're $6.99 a pound. I don't buy them when they're $6.99 a pound. Ask any of my kids. When they're $6.99 a pound, I say no. buy them frozen then that week. You know, be selective with your choices and enjoy the foods when they are in season and they will not be as expensive. Okay. All right. So the next big one is starving myself is the best way to lose weight. Of course, we all know that if you don't eat, you're going to lose weight. So in a way, yes, you know, starving yourself is going to get you to achieve weight loss. But here's the problem. It's not going to keep the weight off. In fact, if you do starve yourself, it is going to be a temporary weight loss. It is not sustainable, and it's truly going to create an avalanche, a cascade of other issues. In fact, I would need to do a couple shows to define all of the issues that it would create. Issues that will start from behavioral, inability to create a routine, inability to meal prep, inability to sustain long times without eating foods, inability to self-regulate eating patterns, weight fluctuations that your body's not going to be able to control. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Organs not functioning, blood sugar dysregulation, poor role modeling for your children. I mean, again, we'll go on, but your metabolism cannot handle that type of structure. And if anybody has ever tried reducing the amount of calories in their diet, not only does this create a huge ruckus in your mental ability, but as soon as you do start eating again, the weight comes back, and it comes back fast. And there's a piece here that, again, becomes very defeating, because when that weight comes back, and often it comes back with a few extra pounds, it becomes very mentally taxing on you to try and get it off again. Because now you are behind the eight ball and your metabolism has become slower than it was to begin with. You may have lost some muscle, and now you have to make that all up. Okay, so do it right the first time. There's no need to rush your way to the finish line. Slow and steady will get you there faster. Okay. All slimming pills are safe for weight loss. And I purposely put this one in here because I wanted to talk about this. There are some new weight loss supplements that are up and coming in the market. Many of you are aware of them. They've been proven safe for diabetics. And you know, these products, although they're safe and although they work for weight loss, here's the deal. They will not work unless you are still following a healthy diet. And so if you are somebody that's being prescribed weight loss medication by your doctor, and it's working for you, and it is something that is sustainable for you, it still needs to be paired with eating the right foods, understanding how to include these foods into your lifestyle, understanding how to self-regulate if you do gain a couple pounds, understanding how to get those couple pounds off, understanding how to include those exercise minutes in your week, because these are lifestyle habits that a pill cannot teach you. And so taking the pill is not going to be the solution. It's the pill along with those healthy eating habits and exercise habits. So that is a really, really big one. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about all of those misconceptions with false weight loss beliefs, all of those things that we hear, that we believe, that may have been kind of twisted and turned around. They may have been facts at one point, but may have been kind of flipped around and tousled around, and now you just don't know what to believe. All right, so what about foods labeled low fat, reduced fat? Are they always the best choice? Well, I did do a whole show on this, and so definitely check out that show. But the biggest message for here is just because it's labeled doesn't mean that it is healthy. If it says low fat, it basically just means that it is lower than the original brand. And believe me, if you look at some of these comparisons side by side, low fat might just mean 1 gram lower than the original brand. Low carb, same thing. So you're not necessarily getting a reduced carb product. You're just getting a product that is 1 or 2 grams lower than the regular. So definitely watch that. All right, so snacking. Let's talk snacking. I get this one all the time. Either people don't want to snack, either people over-snack, or people think snacking isn't important. Well, let's see here. I think it's been a year and a half now where I have taken the word snack out of my program. I've taken the word snack, and it is no longer in the vocabulary of my program. And this is why. When I would use the word snack, because of course we do need to supplement our meals with an additional meal, which I now call a mini meal. But when I would call it a snack, because of course that's what we call it, this snack in between meals to maintain energy, people would just grab an apple. People would grab a handful of baby carrots or maybe some pretzels. And although I have it in my meal program, I have it written several times that in order to have a proper fueling in between meals in which you aren't going to overeat, in which your blood sugar will stay at a good level, and including foods that have proper levels of protein and carbs and fat, you want to make sure that you keep these meals intact with all of those elements. People would still grab an apple. Well, an apple has no protein. People would grab some pretzels. Well, pretzels have no protein. Or people would grab an egg. Okay, well, egg's pretty good. And that's a good choice, but an egg's only 70 calories. So I changed it. I took out snack completely, and I said, okay, listen, our in-between meals are now called mini meals, and they must have a protein, a carb, and a fat. They must be about 300 calories, and you must treat it like a meal. It must be just like your breakfast, your lunch, or your dinner. And the reason that I did this is because of that thought process we have. People think either I don't need a snack, or they think I can snack all day, or they don't realize the importance of snacks. And truly, this here is the single reason for why people are successful with weight loss. Because if you are the person that doesn't think you need a snack and you don't eat anything in between your meals, more than likely you are overeating at your meals. And more than likely it's happening at dinner. Because if you're not having any food in between your meals. I'd really like to see you check out what you're having at dinner or after dinner, because that is when our guard goes down. We are busy all day long. We don't pay attention. We're moving, we're grooving, and then we sit down at dinner and we get hungry and we have time. And we usually have really loose, cozy pants on. And so our guard is down. So if you have that mini meal, you are fulfilling yourself. You are fueling yourself. You are not allowing that gas tank to go on empty. Okay. Now, if you're the other person that thinks that snacks are okay, but you can have them all day long, and you're grabbing at, you know, pretzels and grapes and cherries and that, what you're doing is you are over-consuming calories all day, and more than likely, they're very low in protein, because we just don't have items that are higher in protein that are grabbables. And although nuts do have protein, they're also very high in fat. So unless you are grabbing at, you know, chunks of chicken and cubes of beef throughout the day, and that's unlikely, and it's unlikely that you're doing this in a manner where you are getting, you know, that 300 calorie amount all at once so that your body can digest it. You're unable to sustain those insulin levels in a way where your body is able to metabolize your food. And also, you're constantly eating. So you really have no idea what your caloric intake is. And so therefore, having the mini meals is ideal. Cutting out snacks is not going to help you lose weight. Creating a pattern with the way that you eat and the way that you put in these meals is ideal. And skipping meals is certainly not the way to do it. I often hear this many times. I don't have my breakfast. I'm busy. I don't have time. And if you've read my book, Girlfriend's Guide to Weight Loss, in the chapter that I talk about breakfast, I laugh because we don't have time for breakfast. No one has time for breakfast. But it's also the most convenient meal to skip because we don't have time. And then incidentally, we just have all these extra calories later to burn. And speaking of calories, another huge misunderstanding about calories is that they are all created equal. And although we have learned that a calorie is a calorie and they all have the same energy content, a calorie does not all of them do not all come from the same calorie source, and they do not all have the same effect on our body and our weight. So different foods go through different metabolic pathways, and they have vastly different effects on our hunger and our hunger hormones that regulate our body. So for example, and this is really interesting, even protein. A gram of protein isn't even the same as a gram of protein. In my recent schooling, I found that protein varies in purine levels. Dark meat, your beef, your darker sources of chicken, dark turkey, your salmon, your darker fish, those all have higher purines than your light meats. And the difference here is that a higher purine protein is going to satiate you longer. That is going to impact your hunger hormones in a different way. So if you are really, really hungry, like just starving, you just cannot quench that hunger, try eating a darker meat. It's going to keep you full much longer. And so again, calories are not all equal. So therefore, we can't assume that if we are just following a caloric diet that we're going to lose weight. Remember, those of you that listen to my show enough, you probably heard me tell the fiasco of 2021. No, you didn't hear that one, where I assumed that if I didn't eat 150 calories of chicken, I took off 150 calories of my chicken off of my salad, and I decided I was going to have an extra 150 calories of Tootsie Rolls at night, that was going to be the equal thing. No, it did not work out for me, because the 150 calories of chicken was purine protein. I needed that. And although on paper, it looked like a perfect solution. You know, I'm busy during the day. I didn't really miss the chicken. At night, when I really had that sweet tooth, those Tootsie Rolls were coming in really handy. I mean, I was loving this for, you know, the 2 or 3 weeks that I was doing it, until I noticed that my jeans were feeling a little snug. And that is a perfect example. And so take that also and line it up to fruit. And I say this all the time. Fruit is nature's candy. It is sugar. It's high sugar. And we all know that eating a bowl of grapes is not going to keep you as full as eating a bowl of chicken nuggets or a bowl of beans. So calories are not equal. And lastly, the last thing I want you to take from this is make sure that you definitely check out your resources, because there are definitely a lot of misconceptions, a lot of misinformation out there, and I want you to live the healthy lifestyle that you're living with all the right information. So I hope this helps, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Make no excuses now, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out, I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing.